It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
It's been a morning. It's just been a morning.
Yeah,
it's one of those days. One, I had to wake up.
Oh, yeah. There's that.
Well, woke up again.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, got to work, left my coffee out in my car. That was annoying. Printer wasn't working. That was annoying. Went out, got my coffee, came back in, set it next to my keyboard, proceeded to knock it over onto my keyboard.
You sure
that
did.
Was annoying.
Oh, man.
Woke us both up.
Still works, though. Still works.
I had
it
to
still
run.
Works.
For
Katie,
right now.
Katie was a rock star. She went and got me paper towel. And
I had to run to get paper towels. Like, this early, I
hey,
was running.
She was
what?
Hoofing it.
Better the keyboard than the soundboard right
that's
in front
exactly
of you.
That's exactly what I said.
That
better
is
than
what he
this $50,000 board
that
in front
thing,
of me.
That thing, you do not want to spill on that.
No, so yikes. So far so good with the keyboard. It is working.
Any sticky keys?
No, not yet.
Okay,
it's getting a little damp still, so it'll dry out. And then my shoes today. My shoes are like, and they're not my Nike ones, Josh. They generally squeak. It's a different pair that I found in my closet. I'm like, I haven't worn these in a while.
Huh.
Now I know why.
You gotta stop doing that.
You can't sneak up on anybody today.
Yeah.
No.
If you haven't worn something in a while, there's a reason. We learned that yesterday with your brown sweater.
I know.
You
right?
know. Yeah.
When I got home yesterday, Nicole's like, I kind of like that sweater. It looks fine on you. I was like, it's going. It is going. In the trash.
It's so funny though. I don't know what you did with it last night, but I did like rewatch our little video thing that we post every day, and
yeah.
It's not that bad.
It was fine on
it's
video,
not.
But something about it in person, it just was unsettling.
Yeah.
It kind of looked like a turd.
You were like
you did
the backup character on Blue's Clues or something. That's what it kind of
right.
looked like.
Yeah.
Because they always wore the
you
horizontal
did.
Shirts.
Yes.
It looked like Steve's cousin or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. That's pretty solid. Anyway, it's in the Goodwill pile at home.
There you
I
go.
I noticed it had a little hole up in the collar, too. So I was
oh,
like,
gosh.
Ah, it's starting
yeah,
to fall
give it
apart.
Away.
Like, it's time to,
give it away.
To get rid of this. And then the cherry on top was my yearly rant. Here we go. I wandered into our office, or checked out the kitchen here, to make my oatmeal. And right there on the counter, maybe you guys have seen it, is an employee here has left out the QR code to his daughter's Girl Scout cookie
yeah.
sign up.
Oh, no.
Encouraging everybody to scan the QR code and order cookies from his daughter.
I know exactly who that was, too.
Yeah.
It's that tall basketball guy next
it
door.
Is,
tall
yeah.
basketball
What's his
guy
name?
Next door. Scott Hastings.
Scott Hastings.
Yeah.
I forgot
Scotty.
His name for a minute.
You
I
did.
Never see him. Yeah, it's Scott Hastings' daughter. She put it out on the counter and said, hey, please buy Girl Scout cookies for my daughter. Isn't that defeating the entire purpose of these sweet young girls going out and learning how to talk to people and sell a product?
His little
well,
daughter's so cute, though.
She is.
Yes, Ellie.
And
great. I want to see her. Get her in here
but
to
that's
pitch
the thing.
Her cookies.
You have to understand that our world changed a lot with the online shopping and everything, and so this is a new
our
learning
world
experience.
Changed a
it
lot.
Did. Since I sold cookies, right? So this is a learning experience for them to be able to count the cookies online, make sure they ship the orders to people, make sure people get their
yeah, I'm
orders.
I'm sure it does it
send a thank you card. They have a big part in it, though. They do, and it teaches them
it.
The commerce side of the internet. No, I'm telling you.
From what
you,
I can
like,
tell, from the printed out sheet on the counter, there's zero part in it, Katie. There's,
you know what's
she's
funny?
She's not doing anything.
She didn't even come in last year to bring them in.
I went
I know,
off.
Scotty
just brought them in.
See? He did.
She's not even saying coming yeah. in and giving you
she
a personal
nothing
thank
to
you.
Do with it.
I definitely
Zero.
Ordered. I ordered cookies
so
from
I.
Ellie both last year and the year before.
You're part
and
of the problem.
She sends a very nice thank you. Her mom, Julia, who
writes
I know
the thank you.
Is very, very yep. appreciative, writes the thank you. Like, I think it's good for them to be able to.
You are so far off base,
you know,
Katie.
Yes,
it's not
no,
even funny.
She just
good.
Loves the cookies. That's
I
why.
I want to interview this little girl to see if she does actually write the thank you cards.
Okay.
I bet you she doesn't.
I'm sure
I bet
they,
mom or dad does it. Probably not dad. I'm sure mom.
Probably mom.
It's got
probably
Julia
mom.
Written all over it.
But Ellie has a part in it. She's a sweet girl. She's doing great. Can't wait to get my cookies, Ellie.
Yeah. We'll probably order more, to be honest.
I'm ordering cookies from a lot of different people this year.
You know what I'm going to do?
Because I put it out there. So.
I'm going to go in there and crumple that sheet up and throw
no!
it in the trash.
No! No!
Why?
That's
no.
counterproductive cookie action. You can't
no.
do that.
She's a cheater.
You can't do, she's a
she's cheating the
she's
system.
She's a cookie cheater.
She's not learning anything.
No.
That's so
this
funny.
Is all her
she
dad promoting the cookies.
Scott.
That's actually a good Scotty. That's kind of spot on, actually.
I have no comment. I have cookies, no cookies, comment on that.
Rocky's up. Anyway, I'll stop because I'm sure I'm going to piss somebody off already.
Oh,
this
him. You're gonna, he's, you forget he's 7 feet tall, man.
I know. Well, I'll tell him. I'll stick my finger way up in his face and say, you're cheating.
He's famous for fighting Charles Barkley, dude. You do not want to fight him.
Exactly. Like,
that's I'm not going to fight him. I'm just going to tell him that he's ruining his child's life by taking shortcuts.
Oh, that's not fighting words at all.
Yeah.
Is the daughter tall, too?
Yes.
Ellie probably is now, yeah.
She is pretty tall.
She probably is.
She's 8 and she's 6
And Julia's no slouch either.
Oh, no, now I did it.
You're screwed,
now
man.
I did it. I better order some cookies immediately.
Yeah, I'll take 4 boxes of the tag
right,
box.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just 2 of everything.
Some Samoas,
give me 2
please.
Of everything.
Yeah. Speaking of the sports ball, Josh, you went out and hung with the Broncos yesterday.
Yes.
To show off.
They had their end of the year. They're cleaning out their lockers and doing all that stuff, and they have to do the end of the year. They're called exit interviews. And so, you know, obviously it's unfortunate the way the season ended. They didn't win the Super Bowl, but not that many people expected that. But I will say the word of the day yesterday was excited, which is good because I've been doing that for like 5 or 6 years now. And it's just been horrible the way they've reacted after the seasons have ended because there was almost no hope the last couple of years. It's been so abysmal over there in the Broncos locker room. That this year it's changed. We got, you know, the Broncos have a quarterback that they're actually excited about for the first time in almost a decade. And to see how excited they were for the next season has been something that I have not personally experienced yet. I haven't been able to cover them when they have actually been in the playoffs in my entire sports career, sports journalist career. So it was really cool. It was exciting. We got to talk to Bo Nix a little bit yesterday.
That's
along
neat.
With Garrett Bowles, who had bleach blonde hair, which is hilarious.
Which is
did it.
Yeah.
He did it for the playoffs, and I think it was me reminiscing about my time in high school sports, obviously very different, but we all, you know, bleached our hair and stuff like that when we went to the playoffs, so that was like, oh, that's kind of funny that mm-hmm. he did that. But they were much more excited, and they're looking forward to next year, and it's like those guys are already excited to get ready to start working towards next year. I mean, they're like, no days off, bro. That's the type of thing they are. And so it was exciting. It was cool to see that excitement, and we even learned about Bo Nix playing through the season with an injury. We can talk about that a little bit later as well.
Do it now. But what was wrong with him?
He broke his back,
yeah,
dude.
He broke his back and kept playing?
In two
gross.
Fractures, right?
Two fractures in his back.
Oh,
and it was
God.
After a sack in the Raiders game months ago. I mean, this was months ago now. So to see that he played so I did hear this one thing that if you have any type of fracture in your back, it's good. It's not good, but it's the best way to injure yourself.
Yeah.
Instead of like a compressed disc or nerve damage or anything like that, stuff that can really, really, really jack you up and kind of hurt you for the rest of your career. Apparently, just breaking your bones, the spinal part, that's the best part to do because the bones will always heal and you'll be fine.
He still played like this?
Oh,
the entire season, dude.
Yeah.
He played the entire season. I would be terrified that I would hurt it even more and then I'd be paralyzed.
Yeah. So that's the thing is he couldn't hurt it more. Obviously, you're going to be cautionary. Yeah, that type of injury, if it happens, it just happens, and then you're done. And it's going to be uncomfortable. You know, he's a quarterback. Huh. He twists his back, all that stuff. But he couldn't injure it more, which is really, really good.
But the most impressive thing, I think, is that he didn't call attention to it. He
Not
made
at all.
Sure that all of the spotlight was still on his team, doing a good job. Because if he came out and told the media he had a broken back, you know people would just be on it. Like, that's all
gosh.
We would have talked about. So he kept it under wraps so that it wouldn't take center stage when his team was doing so well. And he didn't even mention it until the season was over.
Till the end.
That
it was
is
like,
impressive to me.
Yeah, it was like the Mike Tyson thing. I broke my back, my spinal. I hurt my spinal. That's exactly what it was.
Oh my gosh.
Well, that's pretty neat that you get to go do that, man. And it is kind of funny to think about that they were, you know, they lost, the season is over, but yet they're still like riding high and they're excited. Yeah. You know, it's kind of a weird feeling that they're so happy.
Yeah,
well, even though the season's
obvious,
over, they're happy.
There was obvious disappointment. I'm not going to say they were happy. They weren't like, yo, season's over, but they have excitement finally. I mean, it's been so bad over the last few years that, like, now that they actually have a team that they're building around and a quarterback they're building around, that's the excitement.
Yeah.
They weren't excited the season ended, but they were excited about the future. How about that?
His rookie season was more than impressive.
Yeah.
Like, come
it really
on,
was.
Bo Nix.
Yeah.
Let's go. Go Broncos!
Go Broncos!
I agree with all of this.
I knew you
Sports.
Would. Knew you would.
I am glad you had a great time, Josh.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Really
Thank
cool.
You.
Did you and Bo Nix like exchange phone numbers? Are you like Instagram friends?
No, no, it's a job. We're not buddies.
Oh,
no,
darn.
It's a job.
I want to be friends with him though. Can
I bet you do.
You probably have a better chance. Yeah.
For friends. He's married.
Oh,
he's very young.
He's very young.
Very young.
Way younger than me.
He could be your son.
He could be.
He could be your son.
I think he's younger than Zoe, isn't he?
No, he's 24. He's 24.
Okay, a little older than Zoe, but not by much.
Perfect. Right, Katie? Perfect.
Oh, my gosh.
No. Not
you.
Ew, gross. You're like a mom.
Exactly. Or a really cool aunt.
There you go. Yeah, really cool aunt.
Cool aunt.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.